Get low, Zed, Liam Payne, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. It's a friendly Geordie's Drive Home show where we are both massive fans of Random Breath Test on Channel 7.
Yeah, you can use the term massive fans a little bit more loosely for me, but we both have watched
out
it.
Of this world fans.
That's right.
If it was only aired on the moon, you would hijack a Russian satellite just to get there.
Yeah, I really assume that the guy, Buzz Aldrin, was like, I need to get to the moon so I can get the very first viewing of RBT Australia.
And as soon as Neil Armstrong went out, no, my plange.
What are you getting at here?
What I'm getting at is I was watching it the other day.
Yeah.
The guy walks up and they go, this man is suspected of drink driving. And they tap on the window and go, g'day, mate. You been drinking tonight? He turns his window down.
Yeah.
It's my dad's best friend.
That is why I love your dad. Marine biologist, playboy extraordinaire.
He's a builder.
Bachelor. Jordan says he's a builder, and I stand by that. He tags really rare sharks in the Pacific Ocean because he always is away from home and he's a vagabond. Why was his mate?
Yes, all marine biologists are homeless. Nomads.
Why was he, I assume Ostar. What happened there? Please tell me he wasn't over.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
So here's the rundown. This is just relaying a repeat of a TV show on Channel 7.
It's the best you're going to get here on Move.
Okay, so...
I mean, people want to hear.
He says... I'm not going to use his name. I'm going to call him Sam.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yep.
Goes, oh, I did have the classic that everyone always says, a couple of beers.
Yeah, a couple of beers, yeah.
That was it. And then,
always say a couple of beers, yeah.
And then he goes, why were you drinking? And he goes, I was just a quiet one, and then I was going to drop off my daughter at a friend's house. I don't know.
He doesn't have a daughter.
He does.
Okay.
It's not...
Is that that delinquent?
That is a huge lie.
Yeah.
I don't know if the daughter was in the back, though. I think he was saying that. Oh, I just dropped her off. Which, you know, getting into pretty dicey territory here. And so he gets the little breathalyzer test, and they go, mate, you're twice over.
Oh.
You know what his response was?
What?
Well, that's what you do for giving people favors, isn't it?
Oh, my. That's kind of sad. What do you mean, as in his daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I really want to buy him a Crisco Christmas hamper now.
Veronica is up next. Up. Pretty Girl Cade remix on the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. You know, listening to that song made me think about how large the universe is.
Really, it made me realize... I was going to ask you, do you think it'd be appropriate if that song was played at your funeral for some reason? Pretty morbid, but far out, that'd be a funny image.
My funeral?
I don't know.
You think about your own death? Why do you have to think about mine?
You'll live a long and healthy life. If that song was playing at your funeral, I'd have a good chuckle to myself.
Well, the cask is getting drawn down. No, the pretty girl. Beep, beep, beep.
You know what reminds me of? Like...
That would be very odd if this is remembered like Charlie and the Choo-Choo, because, God willing, this is 70, 80 years from now.
Let's be honest. That song reminds me of why I left the Sydney nightclubbing scene. Like, King's Cross, that song playing, a girl that you think's really pretty and you're trying to talk to her, and she's like, I can't hear you. And that moment where you just look at yourself and you're like, I just paid $10 for a beer. My head hurts. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
That's what that song is.
And there's so much outrage about the fact that you can't do that past 3 a.m. now.
I know, so much outrage.
Why do you mean I can't be awake and have a hangover at the same time and not get lucky?
Let's get a jag. Yeah, sweet. All right, what's in it? Cranberry juice and vodka. Okay, how much is it? $44. All right. Okay,
you've robbed me of my right bed.
I feel sick now. Let's get a kebab. Oh, I don't really feel like one. gonna come back. You better get one. Yeah, those were fun times.
Yeah, everybody had everybody at Lithgow, who's always
Thank
complaining that there's
stars.
Not enough to do. That's
Good.
All there is to do in Sydney.
Exactly.
That and bowl.
Yes.
Which is fun. I want to go back to that.
Bowling's
I
right.
miss that. Yeah, look, I really miss those 10-year-old birthday parties where everybody rocks up in an
Ten
adorable
bowling,
bow tie.
But we outgrew that. Yeah, we're 15 years too late. Lithgow's what's up.
In game, Taylor Smith is up next. You make me feel Cobra Starship 107.9995 right across the mountains. You're listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show on Move.
Good evening.
Afternoon.
Hello! Got a question for you.
Well, are you going to ask away?
Would you rather be a... I don't know why it's necessary that the Chinese really isn't, but would you rather be a high-rolling Chinese businessman? A high-rolling Chinese businessman, moving and shaking, whatnot, you know, fighting with James Bond, like being a villain. That's what they do, I guess.
Look.
That or...
Maybe, but look, all my clothes polo Ralph Lauren.
No, they're more expensive than that.
Ooh, play yeah. on.
Yes. Would you rather do that? Or would you rather be like a Chinese peasant in the rice fields playing one of those instruments tending to your fields?
Do you understand how hard tending to rice paddies is?
I assume it mainly revolves around lounging around playing the instrument that goes because that's what I see in all the movies. It's not hard. You put
but the rice has a fitness regime, doesn't it? It needs to be worked out.
You put a plow on one of those oxes and then they walk around and bingo, you got sushi.
That's okay. Just so everybody knows, rice takes about 3,000 man hours. A single patty.
What are you
to grow?
About? What?
That's a lot of man hours. That is as many hours as you've played GoldenEye, I think.
No, I've played more than you think. How many weeks is that? How many months is that? What are you trying to tell me? It takes 10 years to get a freaking grain of rice.
I'm not saying that at all.
What are you saying?
I don't know why you jumped to that conclusion.
That's verbatim what you said. Now, back yourself. Exposed. We'll come back in the next segment and you tell me the exact... all information regarding rice fields. That's what our audience wants and that's what I want.
Yeah, people have a right to know about any white granulated product. Well, coming up next, the sassy world of sugar.
For the Geordie Show. Move.
That's what our name is. That's what you're listening to right now. Still got time. Zane, 107.9995, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I was recently looking at... one of those, if you thought that the universe was big, it's actually much bigger than what you ever would have thought. Really? Yeah, like
ooh,
you knew it was big, right?
I didn't see that coming. Yeah, no, it's forever expanding. I know it's big. I know I can't quantify it.
I mean, I 100% agree, but look, I really need to emphasize this. It is actually really big.
You want it to be profound. Yeah, it is big.
That's why I put all this music. Yeah,
I know. You weren't going to be like, what a joke. I mean, all science is incorrect. All of it.
What do you mean it's big?
Avocado's not
Aren't
good
we just
for you.
In a dome? Isn't it just a flat disc? I'm pretty sure that I just live on a Frenzel-ROM CD.
I know that you were trying to sound epic by suggesting, isn't it insane to think how the universe is forever expanding? Which is true.
It's not even that. I'm just talking about how big it is currently right now.
But that's year four. I want to throw something on you.
Oh, okay.
Is the world flat? Because I really want it to be. And I've read... you know, Ricky... No, what's his name? Something Flintoff. One, the ex-cricket captain of England, who's a very well-read, you know, well-off, mild-mannered, intelligent man... he's convinced the world is flat.
Yeah, and that's all well and good, but that man is famous for throwing a ball. Why would you trust his opinion on anything?
I didn't read enough.
Apart from spin.
Doesn't the world spin?
He doesn't think it does.
Yeah, true. He thinks it's flat. Listen.
Is it just because he's been on an oval his entire life and just been under the sun for way too long? This is all there is.
There's got to be some theories that support it. There's got to be some facts that are irrefutable to support it.
There's the 1500s church in the Vatican.
No, there's more than that. There's more modern stuff.
What, Dennis Rodman?
I don't know. But
why is there so many sports stars that think the earth is flat?
For the oval. It's because they're all on ovals. You're right. You see it.
We've cracked the code. Let you down. NF is up next to me. The Ballad of Mona Lisa, Panic at the Disco, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM, where we're talking Third Eyes.
Third Eyes.
Why are we talking about this so much? Is there a festival coming around with a bunch of traveling gypsies?
No, that happens.
And most of them have a pet midget that they shave continuously. That's all of its hairs.
That's Ironfesh, which comes once a year to Shiny Lithgow.
And no more.
I think it's March. So you missed out quite on that one, Jim. But Jim, I'm gonna start calling you Jim.
Thank you so much for that, Miss Love. I mean, confusing not only me but the audience.
You're welcome. There are a lot of mystical, fantastical themes and festivals and those style of events in Lithgow.
Who could forget the one where they celebrate leaves?
discussing such issues is not completely out of character or strange, but we're in a meditative mode. I've worked a long week, my brain hurts, and I think that when you get to that state of mind, you start to question these things. Now, the third eye, I'm curious about it. What is it? Is it an eye that is just in your chest? That is just a deformity that some people have.
I don't know anything about it. I thought you did. I thought that's why we were talking about it, but that's all right. Why don't we find out together? And I'm sure some truckie passing by will go, well, the third eye is an ancient Hindu belief.
6352, 2900. If there's any truckies, and I'm talking only truckies, if there's someone that's specifically an expert in this field that lives in Lithgow, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want your opinion. I want
absolutely
to know.
Absolutely not. And truckies, not close enough to a truckie.
No, absolutely not. I want to know.
That little tiny bed in the back.
Of the truck.
Yeah, that's it.
What? That's narrowing down an already narrow field of people. What if they don't have the bed?
Well, those are this is a truckie term, brakes.
Oh, he's good. All right, well, you gotta play by the rules. Any truckies that know about the third eye call in.
They have to have a small bed.
And I, all right, yeah, we'll follow his rules. But I assume that they would know what we're talking about. Call up. Let's see if you know what's up. And we're going to do some research in the break.
We will. And also, on top of that, I'm 100% certain that if somebody rings up and says, third eye, I know where that is. That's the O in oak. Pretty Young Things, John Gibbons, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We made a very specific call out in the last break where we were discussing, and you could hear him clearing his throat right there. God, that reminds me of Vietnam. We have. First of all, who have we got on the line?
Am I on?
Yeah, you are, mate. What's your name?
Am I on? Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah. The name's Beam.
Is first or second?
Second.
What's your first?
Jim.
Your name's Jim Beam.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds plausible. We have just to run through the criteria, just in case we can even get into. No.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's a quality drink.
Well, it was a bit of a family joke, but I do enjoy drink, but nonetheless.
All right.
I'm calling about the third eye that you were talking about on the radio.
Well, are you a truckie?
Why do you think I'm calling? Of course, I'm on the road right now. I'm going down through the. Going through the M4.
Good. That's one criteria ticked. You got that little bed in the back?
Listen, I've got a sleeping bag. Now, is that going to cut it for you?
It's really fine line, but I think that we'll make the exception purely because you're the only caller. All right, so Jim Beam.
Good.
Which is definitely your real name.
That is my real name. Is there an issue with my name?
No,
do you find it funny? I like you boys. You do all right.
Jim, what do you think the third eye is?
Yeah, I know what the bloody third eye is. Me optometrist told me. I was down there last week. Greggy told me.
Well, is he Hindu background?
OPSM. It's me glasses.
Your third eye is your glasses, specifically yours. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I went to him. He's me glasses fella, and he said it. He said your eyes will be you'll be as good as having three eyes. So of course, you know, obviously that's what you mean.
I don't think that's what a third eye is,
no,
Jim.
What are you on about?
Well, we're talking about the. It's like a spiritual tradition. I think it's something to do with Hindus putting the red dot on their forehead.
What are you on about, mate? That's not.
Jim, I don't know if you're it might be that's a phrase that optometrists use as well. But that's not what we're talking about.
It's the third eye. That's what I'm telling you. I know. Whatever nonsense you're talking about. Yeah, whatever nonsense you're talking about, you haven't got a clue. Now play Stephanie McIntosh.
Well, we can't just play it. We've got a song set in. What do you mean play Stephanie McIntosh?
Play Stephanie.
We can't at the moment.
Play Stephanie McIntosh right now, or I'll drive me Forby into your studio.
Jim! Don't threaten us with violence and ask for favours.
Stephanie and the Third Eye. That's the name of her album. Now, are you going to play Stephanie McIntosh or not?
No, we're playing Saturday Night. Jessica Bowboy and Ludacris is up next. Is that good enough?
She was pretty good in Fast and Furious, actually. I'll tell you what. If you admit to me that I was right, you were wrong. Ludacris does a good job, and that Stephanie McIntosh rips it as hard as, what's that blondie's name?
Grant Denyer?
No, the one in Greece. He's all right too, though.
There's no blonde man in Greece. I think you're talking about...
Don't you miss me.
okay. Olivia Newton-John.
Don't you miss me. The blonde cheek.
Yeah, Olivia. So you think... Okay, Stephanie McIntosh is as good as Olivia Newton-John.
She's just as good. Now, it's been fun.
Okay, we got to get a... Jim, goodbye. Okay, we got to go. See ya. Downtown Macklemore, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You are listening to Move FM.
Good afternoon.
Arvo, actually, it was just you didn't go to my primary school, but...
Yes, I didn't go to Bondi. Did you go to Bondi, somewhere around there?
It's called Glimmer Road. Nobody knows here where it is, but yeah. I did almost run over Hugo Weaving's kids once with my mum, and she was going, oh my God, that's Hugo Weaving's kids. And I went, oh, mum, you should have run over them. I hate those kids.
You know, it's really funny. I've heard about them in other people's stories. That's funny. It's interesting.
Hugo Weaving's kids.
Yeah, I've heard that they're
they're elves, and they have eternal life.
No, I've...
Yeah, we've got to get out of here. Move FM. I think we've all learned something here today. Hugo Weaving has been around forever. Childish Gambino, it's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. Well, it was, because we're out of here. But
it's
before we go, it has been fantastic. But quickly, Miss Love,
yes.
Can you just tell us what you know about Hugo Weaving's kids?
Why is this the topic of the day? It's so random and like esoteric and... nonsensical and specific. But I guess
don't you think we're at the point as well that a lot of people are going, who's Hugo Weaving? He's the elf in Lord of the Rings.
Or, he's also Agent Smith in the Matrix trilogy, which is more of more what I know him for.
I suppose that's a really cool catchphrase to have, much like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes' catchphrase is, I know nothing. His is Mr. Anderson. So more or less he sounds like a commentator for football. In the US.
Stop ragging on Mr. Smith. I love The Matrix. Take it back right now. Apologize.
I take it back, but only because I want you to tell me about his kids.
So basically...
So I can continue my feud with them that I had when I was 10.
All I know... I know nothing about them. All I know is that a few of my
just
friends...
Just like Sergeant Schultz, eh? You know nothing.
I know a few of my friends had run-ins with them, which was probably along the lines of like, you want to play handball? No, I'm all right. Okay, see ya. And what I can assume is they really love getting their ham and cheese toasties made to them in the morning because they're rich.
Oh, so you just know that they're rich.
Well, I know they're rich.
I would have never have guessed.
And I acclimated from that, that they enjoy getting food made for them because that's what you do when you're rich.
Ah, so now we're getting into speculation.
Oh my God. What do you expect me to have an encyclopedia knowledge of Hugo Weaving's children? I give you an a sort of generalization based on facts, and it still doesn't cut it for friendly Geordies.
If you don't know his name is Mislav, how good would that be if that is just Croatian Wikipedia? I know a lot about Hugo Weaving's kids. Do you know anything about how clouds are formed? Hey! Let's talk about celebrities, namely that one.
We're gonna start Project Hugo here on Move FM, and we're gonna get a lengthy database on all the information of his life and put it in a giant 1990s style CD-ROM computer and just keep it in the back.
Hurl the book at you, Hugo. We're gonna know everything about you. What you had for breakfast in 1973, September 12th. We're going to find out. You're not going to hide this from the people. Do you understand me? We'll see you tomorrow. Contribute to the database. Go to Move FM Facebook page. Yeah. That is a perfect song to rein in the next segment on the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show, which is Corporate Writers. This is the lowdown.
This is why I got into radio.
Me too. Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Friends could differ. Isn't it great to have different voices of opinion? Okay, so what's going to happen is we are going to take turns putting our hands behind our backs, running along the ground with our tongues out, and seeing how long we can lick the carpet before it hurts too much.
I need the kids' helpline number. Someone.
They don't care about you. You're too old now. Now all lick right. The carpet like a man.
Is Jordan doing it first?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Mortal Kombat. Let's see how you do it. I want to see this. Oh my God.
Ow.
Test your might. Was your might tested?
It hurts way quicker, way faster. I don't think I can taste anything anymore. Well, you're up next after Wish You Well by Bernard Fanning. Stay tuned. Move FM. Cold Water, Major Lazer and Justin Bieber on 107.9, 99.5 right across the mountains. It's the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show on
Move,
where we are playing Corporate Raiders. We explained it in the previous break. Pretty much we're running along the ground with our tongue to see who can ride the carpet the longest.
Do a show with Friendly Geordies, they said. He's a respected comedian, they said. He won't make fun of you or humiliate you or make things, they said.
It was all a ruse.
It was all
this
a
whole
ruse.
Time. Every time, all my commentary on politics was leading to this point. Okay, so get on the ground.
God.
Show us how to do it. And New South Wales Police, if you're listening, you've got the balls to come in here and hand us a bunch of free Cops of Top stickers. Do you have? I'm challenging you right now.
What?
Do you have the gutspers to ride the carpet with us? Go on, down you go.
How long?
See how far you can do it. Okay, so Mislav is currently getting into position. He's moving.
It's not that bad.
What?
Kind of like brushing your teeth with a
Do you have hair in your tongue?
Yeah.
Is this place ever vacuumed? Well, I think we've all learned something about Move. ONH and S. Come on in.
It started off okay. It was just like an old toothbrush, but then I remembered how old this place was.
Yeah, you're a biological vacuum cleaner, aren't you, this one? Stereo Heart's up next on Move. You're so brave, Lady Gaga. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You are listening to Move FM.
G'day. How's it going, guys?
Well, pretty much, we've come to the conclusion, you don't need anything except for what Central Europe has uncovered. That's it. Move out of the way, Lady Gaga. You're nowhere near as good as your Lithuanian counterpart, which is, of course, Vitas. How much better is that?
This is, of course, the man that Jordan introduced me to about a week ago. I couldn't sleep for days. And only now I'm coming around to the fact that obviously he's a genius, but It'll take me another 10 years to not to be able to listen to him and not be really, really frightened.
I mean, I think it's probably just going to be a lifetime thing. I mean, the Bigfoot would always be scary to come across.
Exactly.
That's all he is. He is a mythical beast that they have given a platform to entertain them on.
He's an alien.
It's just catching King Kong and showing him on display.
He's an alien. I mean, Area 51 exists. It's right there on YouTube.
Fitters. Look him up.
But
he is a combination of Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson, and because his voice is so high-pitched, Ned Flanders singing in church.
He is not joking, people. He is not joking.
To you guys, up next on Move. We're going to post it up on the Move FM page. This man cannot be not known by the whole world. He needs to be more famous.
Absolutely.
Two Ghosts, Harry Styles. It's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show where we've got this afternoon's hypothetical, which is not something that has been mandated in our contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, it's got to be the most interesting subject there is, isn't it? Oi, would you rather...
This is year six playground here on Move FM today.
Yeah. Coming up next, 6352-2900, will you trade a Vegemite sandwich for my space food stick?
That, I would advise, by the way, would be a very good trade, because space food sticks rule. Undoubtedly.
I would trade you for that, actually.
But that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
Today, I'm asking you, would you, Jordan, rather be that guy that is probably from the eastern suburbs of Sydney, always wears white flowing shirts with white shorts?
Nautical guy, yeah.
Yeah. Nautical guy with those sort of, what are they
called? Despite the fact that he probably doesn't have a boating license.
Not probably, definitely. he just stands near the ocean, so that warrants it for some reason.
Yes, thinks that the song by The Lonely Island, I'm on a Boat, is not a joke song.
So, that guy, who also seemingly hangs out with a lot of, you know, quite... amicable looking young ladies, usually.
A lot of 8.5s.
Yeah, to put it bluntly. But never seems to he's perpetually in the friend zone. We all know this guy.
Oh, for sure. Actually, and he has given out probably 50 bracelets from Schwarzkopf.
Oh,
and never gotten anything in return for them. I know the guy.
Direct. To be fair, I don't know that guy because all of my friends are losers. But a lot I've seen in girls that I know's as Instagram stories. I've seen that guy a lot. Would you rather be him?
It's the same guy.
Or would you rather be a man just, you know, 50 meters away from the party that's happening on the jetty? Across from him on the wharf, slinging out a fishing rod, fishing on his own.
How old's that guy?
The same age.
So they're both 24.
Yeah, one's just essentially homeless and one's not homeless. But he enjoys the solidarity of fishing and he doesn't have to listen to whatever the kids are listening to these days, Afro Man or whatever.
So the old homeless guy, because of Vaucluse, is Malcolm Turnbull in 5 years when his tax scam is busted wide open.
Ooh, big call, big call.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money. I mean, it was just, oh, God, I've gone down from $125 million to $120.
You can say it on this station. I feel like the demographic isn't going to be too upset about that statement.
That'd be amazing if they were. Hey, he wears a top hat just right. Slightly to the side. So,
but in closing, we're running out of time.
I would choose the rich guy, definitely. Without a doubt.
So disappointed. All
look,
right,
Miss Love, you know this. I'm a soulless man on Move. Need me to stay, Tom Trash. How can I not be soulless? I'm introducing someone called Tommy Trash. I love you always, forever, Betty Who, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You are listening to Move FM. If there's any natural history experts out there, please let me know the answer to this. Oh!
What?
Sorry.
What's that?
Something even better has just happened. Barb has walked through the outside window and she's walking. Okay, this is the elusive lady at the front that so far has said, I think, about two words her entire life to us. Over and over on repeat, which is hi and woo.
Which is all
she just
I need.
Past, put some notes on the ground. She's able to get out of her chair.
Bub, 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 bub.
I don't know what's next on this. It doesn't matter what's next. The point is, look, I'm changing the name. This is no longer Move FM, this is Barb FM. Set Fire to the Rain, Adele on the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show, 107.9 and 99.5, right across the mountains, where we are heralding the praise of members of the European Union a lot on this show. Because we are...
Drive time here.
Yeah, surprisingly, not in Bosnia. this is in Australia, what? People, where we are talking about so many IKEAs about all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that up, so I think I deserve an award for that title.
Oh, yeah. Basically, how much more talented are you than anyone who wins the Logie?
Obviously. So Jordan has come to this profound realization that essentially in that midst of Central Europe, is it, or Scandinavia, not Central Europe, Northern Europe. So we're talking Sweden, Norway,
Viking areas.
They seem to have come up with the perfect equation for every facet of life. And it's funny because as you sort of put this idea in my head, I thought about it more and more. And I think you're right. I think you're actually totally correct.
Wow, like, thank you so much.
Irrefutably true.
Well, here's my theory.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Can we just get rid of every store on the planet apart from Aldi and IKEA?
I know this sounds...
Everything else is just a waste of space.
I know some of our audience might be listening and thinking this is blasphemous. And some of you might even be right, but...
Why? What are they going to be talking about? Hey, hang on. John's Fish and Chip Shop. Well, like... Aldi has bacon and eggs. It's $2.
Well, you know, I feel like there will be one person that'd be like, I like Kinder Surprises, and I get that, and that's all well and good.
There's another Scandinavian thing.
Oh, my
They've got it on
God,
lock.
It is.
They've got Vitus, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Lithuanian Lady Gaga, this guy.
All right, well, that's not it.
That's all you need is just an IKEA that sells large Kinder Surprises that this man cracks out of. And you ask him where the mattresses are.
And he goes, Chandram. I have to say, that is not a positive. That is a freakish, that's a freak in nature. But Aldi and IKEA, I mean, IKEA has every single house good you could need. And I'm not saying it's the best furniture in the world, but it's cheap, it's easy to assemble, and it looks good.
Plus, is not the best furniture in the world? I bought a mattress there the other day. You know what they... Okay, it comes in a roll. It's a queen-size mattress.
A roll. That's amazing.
And then you put it out, and then it goes, don't touch for 72 hours. Let nature do its work.
It just
slowly inflates.
All right,
I'm not talking about a self-inflating mattress here. This is a mattress gravity. You sleep on.
Okay. Obviously, that is a little slice of heaven. And the IKEA meatballs are incredible. And also, I have to say this. Aldi. Anyone who doesn't like Aldi. I mean, I don't want to say you're wrong, but it's so good. It's just... I'm not going to get into it now. This is all I'm going to tell you. It's the best place in the world. 6352-2900. If anyone... you know, disagrees with us or agrees.
Exactly. What have you seen? Mount Rushmore, the pyramids of Giza. Were you impressed anywhere near as much by them as you were Aldi?
Also, I'm pretty sure it's impossible to be homeless up there. And not just because it's cold. I don't know. I don't want to get into the politics of it. But I think, basically, the IKEA meatballs are so tasty. They just, I guess, abolish the need for...
Well, it warms you up inside, so you don't need to be inside a heated area.
Maybe me and you should go on a little trip up there and just see what's up. I know you've been up there.
Anywhere that comes up with the idea of...
Let's shake on it. Me and you. Let's go for a little trip up there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Move FM boys take it on, show people that they definitely have it right. Any country that decides to put TVs next to bananas in the same store, they know how things should be sorted.
As they say... Chandram, 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 Chandram.
Sun comes up. Much worse song than this, but sorry, that's what we've got to play. Move it. Seeing Ed Sheeran on the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show, where we're playing Sum That Celebrity Up in a Single Sound. Pretty much, you have to reduce a celebrity's entire personality into a single utterance.
I was born for this game.
Go for it.
Do you want to tell...
Sorry, I've got to tell you what yours is. Brad Pitt.
All right, you ready?
Knock 'em dead.
You ready?
Okay, he's giving me the thumbs up, and he's squinting a lot. That's Brad. Yeah,
that's Brad.
I'm she in double.
Brad all the way. I mean, I'm self-appointing that statement, but...
Oh, a point away.
Now it's your
You're
turn.
You're just one of those old medieval kings who goes, no, this is my territory. I am Brad.
John Oliver.
All right. John Oliver, of course, being the host of Last Week Tonight on HBO.
No! No!
That was the 360, I suppose, mansplaining is what they call it, finger waving around whilst yelling no. You know, I think that can be applicable to a lot of those sort of style of talk hosts. You did good.
But don't you think he was specially, though?
Yeah.
His stories, most of his jokes
is shocked.
To just yell at an imaginary child.
I know, and he's so shocked. It's like... I guess there are a lot of things shocking in the world. The forever expanding nature of the universe. How shares still around. Things like that. But she always seems to pick the most arbitrary things. The most arbitrary strange things.
Rapunzel draft up next on booth. Thank God it's not Cher. How good would it be to work your way out of that? And speaking of, still going. Good on you, love. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. That was Taylor Swift. And before we get out of here, just got to say,
I love this town so much.
Please go on Facebook. Tell us all your stories. There'd be a million in this town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty much just along these lines. Okay. On my way into the studio... Yep. This guy, massive gut, wearing probably an XX large blue singlet. Of course it's a blue singlet. Canberra Raider footy shorts. Walking down the streets.
Mad.
Sees this old man doing nothing, just sitting there. His crime was that he was wearing a jacket.
Right.
And the guy...
That was his crime.
His response... This is what he says to him.
Yeah.
Take it off right now. You go, what? That jacket. It's too hot for a jacket. I don't want to take it off. No, I'm not leaving until you take it off. And that's why.
I love this town so much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Please Facebook us with more stories like that.
Yeah, I want to hear some too. It's so good.
Good afternoon, it's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Hope you're having a cracker of one. And after All Lights by Kanye West, we are going to come back and uncover the biggest scandal in Lithgow history since Margaret McGee got her pants stolen by a goose in 1876. There you go, trivia. Move FF. What I would do. Okay.
is that what qualifies as an outro these days?
Yeah, just fizzle out randomly. Whatever's more awkward, that's the ending we want.
Was that our afternoon's announcer on 2LT that was in charge of Kanye West's production just then?
Bob.
That sounded exactly like him announcing that the Lithgow fair is happening. Can everyone hear me? Hello?
That still sounds really bad for our viewers, our listeners. So don't do that again. But it's true. He doesn't know that clipping is a thing.
You know what I didn't know was a thing until 2 days ago?
Oh, what a
scandal.
What a segue.
Tell us about it. We're running out of time here.
All right. So this might get us in hot to lucid warm water. But
bath water?
Yeah, like bath water. This could get us into some lucid bath water. But it's a bit of a scandalous scenario in the local Lithgow town. Have you heard of Dennis? Is it Dennis's or Denny's? I always thought it was Denny's, but apparently it's Dennis's seafood.
I've seen it.
Have you ever?
I've never walked in there. Neither
have I.
Every time I've walked past there, I've gone, oh yeah, fish and chips, that's a good idea. However, McDonald's is here, so...
So down the road from there, there's an old Denny's seafood. I'm talking like four shops apart.
Mm.
So here's the scandal. Denny's was sold off by the people that started the business, and I guess they were like, we're going to retire.
Mm.
started taking off. They retired, got bored, I assume. I mean, there's a good chance that they're listening, or their family, or their kids, or someone.
Well, they are retired. Retired people love radio.
Well, they were. But I think that's how the story goes. But it's really funny, because apparently what happened was they were like, oh, we missed the shop. We missed the entrepreneurial spirit or whatnot. I don't know. Maybe they just wanted it back. Maybe. Who knows? But you can't just buy a business back off someone. I mean, like, that's not... They sold it. So that's not a possibility. So, you know, one would assume they open up a new business. Which they did.
They tried to Indian giver it.
Exactly.
Right.
Which they did.
Yeah.
Except apart from opening up, like, a new cafe, let's say, like, you know, I don't know, Via Napoli cafe or a different brand. Oh no, they wanted to reinstate their OG brand, so they opened Old Denny's Seafood. And that's why that's I love genius. This town.
How can you
explicitly
not?
Love this town? Because in Sydney there'd be like a cohort of soccer mums being like, we're here. We're queer. We don't like Old Dennis's seafood shop. We're here. You know what I mean? But it doesn't happen here, and I love it.
So 6352-2900, if you are the proprietor of either.
Please don't...
Dennis's old seafood or Dennis's new seafood. Tell us your side of the story. Yeah. We want it aired.
Yeah, we want it... Well, we're
going to... And if not, just... Sorry, this isn't a threat. This is a promise.
Mm.
We're going to go in. We're going to taste both of you guys' seafood. And we're going to review them.
And as just as a preface there too, if there's anyone involved in either of those businesses, please don't get us whacked.
And give us free fish and chips. Come on, we gave you a shout out. Move it here. The song that makes everyone think, I wish I was a 12-year-old girl. Why? By Sabrina Carpenter, right here on the Fredly Georgie's Drive Home Show. And speaking of things that make you wish you were a 12-year-old girl, we're talking about a movie that probably is 12 years old at this point.
2004.
Raise your voice.
I'm not very good at
maths. I was pretty close. 13 years.
Really close. I when I was watching it, I guess 2003, my girlfriend guessed 2004, so she obviously won. But
that's neither here nor there, though, is it, Miss?
Yeah. What I'm getting at, though, is that I had the extreme pleasure of sitting down and watching Raise Your Voice, starring Hilary Duff and a slew of actors that are, I presume, packing up cargo ships somewhere in the south of England now.
Definitely.
Yeah, seriously.
Or the Ukraine. They had to learn Ukrainian.
Yeah. And I had a really crazy experience.
Mm.
No, a bird didn't come down and sit on my arm and grant me three wishes during the during the viewing.
Well, there's always tomorrow.
No, my stepdad, Neil Morris-led stepdad, didn't come in and throw, you know, glove slap him and go, I challenge you to a duel. If you want to take my daughter's hand, you must battle me in a battle royale, pistols at dawn. None of that. The... amazement, the experience was purely through the film. It was extreme highs, dizzying highs, dizzying lows, all the crunchy mids. And I put to you, sir, that Raise Your Voice is our time's Battleship Potemkin.
Okay. Battleship Potemkin, for nobody who studied film, is widely regarded as one of the greatest movies that has ever been created worldwide, because it's Russian. So for it to grab the attention of film critics with tiny glasses, it had to have been pretty damn good.
So what do you say? Because it was just... I don't know the word. I don't have a vocabulary to explain what it was.
Well, in Hilary Duff's own words...
So nice.
It's a movie about She's achieving your dreams and flying, I guess.
She
it's
would...
Danny Deck Chair. Halo. What got perfect places anyway? Now shut up, Lord.
I was gonna say the same thing.
I mean, you're talented, but are you talented as Hilary Duff?
Absolutely not.
We were just talking about it in the previous spot break. Raise Your Voice, arguably the greatest film since Battleship Potemkin, according to Bislav. No one has called in to argue about it, so it's just a fact
settled.
Now.
Settled.
Done. On top of that, made me realise we don't play anywhere near enough Hilary Duff on this station.
Absolutely.
But we play heaps of Shania Twain.
I mean,
where's the justice?
There's enough injustice in the world, and we don't have to have injustice here.
I mean, okay, I don't have it queued up, so all I can do is the acoustic version of it. But how much lamer is the song, Man, I feel like a woman, beep, 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 which we played probably 3 trillion times in the last month.
3 trillion.
How much better is this song?
She definitely got less hot when she turned, you know, 22. But what a song.
It's pretty dodgy territory, Mislav. Let's not talk about that at all.
Okay.
look, getting back on something that won't get us kicked off air instantly track. She's a really talented singwriter, songwriter. And, you know, look, hashtag not enough Duff. Let's get that rolling on Move. We've got to include more Hilary Duff. Write it into Move FM now on the Facebook page. Hashtag not enough Duff. Should we start chanting it? No, we got to go to it. He wants to see someone naked. Disgusting. Yet genuinely arousing. Yes, your microphone's on, Miss.
Wait, maybe
please be a little more professional than that.
Hello, hello. Okay, I'm just going to take your word for it.
You realize we're live, right?
I know, but I can't hear anything.
Cheat codes. He's up next. Holy hell. You know what would honestly be better than you?
A dash hound just going once every 4 minutes into the mic.
Oh, that'd be great. What do you think about the new political reforms in Canberra, old Dashy? They're rough. Cheat codes. Cheat codes, no promises, Demi Lovato. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. We have received a lot of heated requests on the Move FM Facebook page. Hashtag not enough Duff. Mm-hmm. Really taken off.
Yep, I think
we're
it
taking this all the way to the general manager. We have a mandate to play more often.
This is our constitution. This is what built this community. It's like if we were in America, our constitution is hashtag more Duff.
Oh, I suggest that Lithgow just breaks away from the rest of Australia and we make
Duffistan.
Duffistan.
Maybe not Stan.
The national anthem is Stranger because we're a stranger to Australia because they don't play enough Hilary Duff. But on top of that, perfect segue.
I love this town so much.
We also received a message from a guy in a fluoro singlet. Extremely muscular, so I really hope that Barb, our 60-year-old receptionist, can ward him off by just, I guess, her only mode of defense. Much like Magikarp from Pokemon can only just go, woo, woo. That's all she can do to keep this guy away from us.
Yeah.
But
Paul, I'm scared.
Absolute champ. You should be. Because he wrote in, arms folded. In his display picture.
Yeah.
So you know he means business. He's always taking care of it. The background display picture is of him crossing arms with another dude and chugging a beer.
We didn't look at the Facebook profile, just in case anyone's wondering.
No, this was all just public image display. You know? Yeah. We're not stalkers.
Are we?
And so anyway, he wrote in, quote, "Tell those boys to shut up and play more songs." And
fair
that,
enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, is why.
Love this town so much.
Doesn't take crap. And in case you haven't noticed, Paul, this is just for you. We were supposed to shut up a minute ago. We've kept it going an extra minute and 30 seconds. This is just for you, Paul.
I'm very scared I'm going to wake up with the horse's head in my bed, so I'm not saying anything.
No, that's all right. Look, with this guy, he probably shouldn't even be that. He's just like, right, you, me, lock arms, we're going to chug a beer right now. Beer for beer until one of us passes out. We're going to see who's your biggest man, and if I'm right, you play more songs. You got it? I don't want that to happen because I know that he's going to win. Cooler than me, Mike Posner is up next on Move, and then we're probably going to pay out Paul Mall. So stick around for that. If I could write- How scary would that be? A parallel universe where people didn't talk on radio. There was just this sound for 2 minutes, and then it goes into Avicii.
Oh, there's content for my night terrors for the next 6 months.
I don't know. I think I'm going to dream about that. Or maybe they just replace names with that. So it goes, you're listening to the Drive Home Show. Coming up next is Live on Move FM, which is what's happening. But you don't know what is because you don't live in that universe, do you? You're going to have to wait and see.
Just the sound that Grimace, I assume Grimace would make when you ask for an unreasonable amount of patties on your burger. He just comes out of the corner and goes, what's all this then? I don't know why he's from Sussex, but I assume Planet of Sussex. Yeah, that's frightening.
Move FM. You're a regional radio station. See ya. Now, go bang. It's Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. Waiting for me. Avicii is up next. God, I sound like an FBI announcer. So many pauses. Sup, Sydney? You grooving?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's Jack Shit here. We'll be playing the best of 1990 to 1992. Here.
Specifically, reggae mixed with R&B. So profound. So cool. Am I? Somebody call in and say they like me, please. We've got Avicii next anyway. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. That was Run Alone, and this whole hour, we're going to be feeding your mind with little clippets about intelligence in between ads for various meat products.
For your cat. This is what's happened. We've sort of, as it does occur occasionally, once you spend a long time in the studio, and we've been here for a while, we did the pod earlier and a few other things, and you
it's 12 hours.
Yeah, you sort of start to get to life's bigger questions. You start off with dog food, and then you move on to the universe, geopolitics, things like that. So we're gonna expand your mind on the drive home today, because also it is the middle of the week, just passed, and I think it's about that time.
Yeah, but before that, your song by Rita Ora up next on Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. You're listening to Move FM, where we are crushing the dreams of children because we're discussing the nature of intelligence. Hey, let me finish. Intelligence.
I'm sorry. You mean we're propping up their future?
Absolutely not. Let's just get this into the psyche of the people that are listening, because you have a right to know what the facts are, regardless of how ugly they are.
Yeah.
You know, you're always taught in school that everyone's special and everyone's got some little talent that makes them smarter than everyone else.
Yeah.
If you're good at math, someone else is good at imitating cicadas.
You better not be destroying that for me. But that's true in terms of the creative mind.
Yeah, true. You can be
and I'm a
more creative
example of that. 2 + 2 is guitar pedal.
Perfect. I mean, case closed. And so, yeah, you can be creatively intelligent, but in terms of just general intelligence, if you're smart and they give you a bunch of different tasks in a bunch of different fields, you're just going to be good at all of those fields. And if you're stupid and they give you a bunch of the same tasks, you're going to be stupid at all of those fields.
I did not know that. So it really is a big divide.
Yep. So, basically what I'm saying is, if you're dumb, give up. Sweet Disprecision, the temper trap is up next on Move. I don't want to live forever on the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We're expanding your mind in the first hour of this huge
saga.
Traffic jam that always consumes Lithgow with a population of 15,000. I really don't know why we start at 3. The drive home show here should be from precisely 4:31 to 4:34. And we should get paid the same amount.
Absolutely. That is accurate. Nevertheless, I'm sure our dedicated followers want to have a little chin wag. We're discussing the big issues, or in the very least, into you know, the universe, and generally speaking, well-educated people, or people that are considered highly intelligent.
Yeah, because what would the mind of the smartest man in the world look like?
Well, that's the kind of realization I came to. I have no idea what my IQ is, but I assume it would be extremely average.
Bang on 100, eh?
Well, I don't know.
Just pretty much the same IQ as anyone who's on Married at First Sight.
Yes, exactly. Wait, Married at First... Yeah, that's me. That's me, 100%. Yeah. I'm maybe a little bit above that. I'm like the guy that's like, oh, that show is so bad, and then like loves it anyway. So maybe two points above. But thinking about people that are doing, you know, physicists, Richard Dawkins, you know, those style, as well as Noam Chomsky and these kind of huge political
brain heavyweights,
these academics, these heavyweights.
Yeah, the really, stone cold Steve Austin of intellectualism.
Exactly. It really.
I can crush a beer with my mind.
Like it's. It's almost as perplexing to me to think that how much of a disparate distinction there is between extremely high IQ to extremely low IQ, which I'm probably down there in the low. That gap is such a big deal to me. It's just as big as the issues of the universe. It seems. Can you just imagine putting your mind in one of those people and then the other? It would be just parallel worlds, completely different. I bet they even perceive things differently. One's like Neo, the Matrix, and one's like Play School.
True.
Isn't that a crazy thought?
It's like when you're talking to someone who's extremely dumb and you sit there going, okay, that's great for you.
Yeah.
They would have that thought to everyone, so when you walk up and go, you watched your Bachelor last night? Can you imagine how moronic that sounds while they're sitting there thinking about, okay, does a black hole exist or not?
And you go, I know.
Can't believe that Sophie Monk said yes to the billionaire. This is Love, Will I Am, up next on Move. Thunder, the Imagine Dragons on the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. We're almost wrapping up this hour, which means that we are saying sayonara to facts about intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Final one. Did you know that the smarter you are, the less friends you have, on average?
Is that proven?
Yes.
That's so sad, isn't it?
It's pretty depressing.
Oh, it's so rough because it's something that I always had at the back of my mind, but actually for it to be, you know, proven as truth, it's you know what? It doesn't surprise me because when you think about it, keeping friends is essentially, this is what having a friend is, unless it's a really good friend, someone that you spend a lot of time with. What it is playing, not chess is too sophisticated. What's that game where you drop a thing and goes ping, 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 and then drop another one? It's like Battleship. I think it's called Battleship.
You don't drop it. You place it in neatly.
Righto. Well, that game.
What are you playing? Extreme Battleship?
So basically,
it's not that extreme, is it? It doesn't really deserve the title. Nonetheless, that's how they marketed it, and
so,
I bought it.
So essentially, what it is it's a game, a socialist construct in which you push and pull. There's idiosyncrasies, there's humor, there's these techniques used to push and pull and have this sort of like word games, right? That is a form, obviously that's a technique, but anyone who thinks that that's intelligence is wrong.
You need time to think by yourself, and I think that's a lot of it, is just the smarter you are, you kind of just impose yourself in a prison.
The more
and think about huge issues, right?
The more I think about it, the more the sort of Buddhist monk that speaks one time a year, and that's just to ask for some rice or something, that is an intelligent person. If you internalize things and think heavily on big issues, You don't have time to wine and dine people and be like, Sandra's so funny. I can't wait till next week's party. It's just not doable.
That's it. But it's really sad. If you have a lot of friends, this is the majority of your thoughts in life. What drink you having?
And you know what?
Sangria.
And I used to love it. I used to love it. But I've just turned 28. And in my old age, I just... that wood log cabin hunting elk is just looking more and more attractive.
You do love that idea. You're growing the beard for it. Yeah. You're certainly bathing as much as someone who doesn't have access to fresh water. You're there. You are mentally in that log cabin.
Thank you.
The brain of Abraham Lincoln. Most of the physical features as well. All you need is a top hat as opposed to a hat you probably got out of the dumpster. It just looks so smelly. Anyway, up next we've got I Fall. It's the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. You're listening to two happening young radio hosts just having a good time, but in secret. We're really frustrated paranormal investigators. Frustrated in that we don't read any books about it, so we're just really throwing darts at a board here.
Oh, it's so good.
So,
I actually can't hear the music right now, but I know that it's good.
Well, anyway, you should really tell me these things off air.
Earlier.
What I need to ask from you, Miss Love, is recall for me a story that includes you in year 8 with this very strange kid.
Yeah.
Now, let me just paint the picture for you. First of all, he looked like he was dead. His trick was to stand on his toes, kind of like a dog that's balancing oddly on two legs. And he used to have this song that he used to sing repeatedly. A broken record of a human being. I am a clown, a chunky, chunky face. A chunky monkey sent me to space. Rah, rah, look at me. Rah, rah, look at me. It was like the second verse to the Australian National Anthem. just really didn't fit in with the first part.
Truly a king.
So you went to his house once with a man who was equally as scary, just basically Lenny from Of Mice and Men. You were just his carer, I guess, going to this huge house in the middle of Petersham, Sydney.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah,
massive. Which is really odd because he used to come to school and say, like,
can
and
I
we
have
just,
some food?
Yeah, constantly begging.
Yeah.
It's like his parents spent every dime they will ever earn in their life on that house. And it's just some British overlord that just goes, nah, I had a penny, I see. You hiding a penny from me, are you?
It was Oliver Twist. It was Oliver Twist. So, excuse me. They each were extremely interesting characters. But me and the guy called Boof, might as well say his name. It's not his real name. And if he listens, I hope he listens because I want to know.
We don't care, frankly.
Are you alive? What are you doing?
Question number one. Question number two was, you were at the standing on his hind legs weirdo guy's house.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Basically, we went in there.
Yeah.
And the hind legs man said, you should come over to come and share my house. We can hang out. We were kids in high school. Why not? You know, we went to school around there. Could be fun. Proceeded to go to his house and just turned into a Goosebumps episode from there. This is how I remember it. This is how I remember it. And it might not be 100% accurate. It might not be because it was a long time ago. And I guess you exaggerate things time to time in your mind. We walked. In my mind, it turned from day to night instantaneously, which I guess happens pretty quick in summer. And it went to nighttime. We walked inside the house. The door sort of slammed behind us. And we walked in. I nearly said his name. I won't say his name, but the man, our mate, the oddball, sort of meandered through the hallway and sat down. Was like, "Follow me."
It was Lurch from the Addams Family.
That's what it was. There was no lights in the house. It looked decrepit and old. There was no pictures, no family members. There was no one there. It was abandoned. It was this huge 19th century style mansion. Everything was really rickety and old and falling apart and sort of rusted. And then there was nothing to do. He didn't offer us a drink or, I don't know, play PlayStation. I'm pretty sure that's what kids did in high school. It was kind of standing around him being like, "So, what do you guys want to do?" At which point, I think me and Boof simultaneously looked at each other, kind of looked at the rickety stairway which led up to a dark hallway and just blackness, and we were like, yeah, we're going to go, man. See you later. I was like, what? You just came over. I'm like, yeah, no, this is really scary. This house. I think your house is definitely haunted. Maybe you've murdered your whole family. I don't know what's going on. See you later. We're just going to go. And just left the house. It was like 6 minutes.
I've got questions. Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani, up next on Move. Then, I'm prying you about this. We were discussing Miss Love's close encounter with the dead kind. He went to a haunted house, I think, in year 7.
Yeah.
So many questions. 2.
Fire away.
The first one is, let me just stop this music. You asked.
It's so good.
No, it's you're right. It's absolutely. It's. I mean, and you have to see this guy's face. Look up Unsolved Mysteries
talk
theme
about
song.
The dead. Jesus.
So you, first of all, were in this haunted house. You left after 6 minutes because it had such a terrifying vibe.
Maximum.
To it. You asked him while you were there,
mm-hmm.
why does this house feel so creepy? What was his response?
I don't know if I did ask. I think I sensed it. I know. You know what?
Well, you told me you did.
Well,
so I suppose that's the end of that.
Case question closed.
Question 2. This is what I heard.
It's late.
From you.
Yeah.
You said it's 4:30.
It's late in my mind.
It's 12 somewhere, ain't it? Miss, you're listening to a person that never touches alcohol and somebody who's a total alcoholic. The original couple, Move FM. You said to me that he told you, yeah, somebody was murdered here in the 1800s, but whatever. And as soon as you said that, a bunch of doors just went, and he went, okay, it's been great.
Damn. Maybe he like Men in Black style just wiped my memory of that. But my memory was that it was way scary enough to see really dark rooms in a place that looks like it was being dusted for prints.
Cool. This is like every single episode of Ghost Hunters ever where they go into the house and they go, turns out it was just lead pipes. If you have... God, so disappointing.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
If you have a paranormal activity story that is slightly better than that. So really, we're looking for a story that's, I guess, a 2 out of 10. Please put it into the Facebook page. In the meantime, we've got Wolves up next on Move. Lanterns, Birds of Tokyo. It's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. I've got a question for you, Miss Love.
Jeez.
What period of history would you least want to live in?
Ooh.
From 1 AD. None of that BC crap. Take it like a real man.
What was the Egyptians?
Anno Domini, you got it?
What time was the Egyptians? That was BC.
Yeah, they were still sort of lingering around, I guess, as a client state of the Romans.
I'm just curious. I'm not going to say Egyptians. I was just curious. I'm going to have to go with... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm not a history buff. By any stretch of the imagination.
Ah, but you're so muscly.
Listen
to Jordan just taking a pass at his friend.
You're listening to Osha's Love Line live. Oshi, whatever his name is. It's Andrew G. Stop saying that that's your name. And it's not. I'm not ever calling you, but under any circumstances, calling you Osha or Oshi. I have to say medieval times.
Medieval?
From what I've heard, you know, angrier patrollers going, you what? Come here. How dare you steal one of my loaves of bread?
You know what I love about that, though?
Yeah.
I love cops. I've got the bumper sticker. Cops are tops. We get it.
Oi, 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 oi. Yeah.
But that's so good thinking that the middle-aged version of a cop was some guy walking around with a huge pickaxe.
Yeah.
And instead of going, oi, you're slightly over the breath test limit, mate, them just going, stop, in the name of the king.
And that's why you don't want to live there, because you're terrified of British accents. That mainly. That and the plague doesn't sound that flash hot either.
I think I'd rather take my chances with the plague, seeing as I definitely know how to get away with it, which is, I don't know, just don't use rats as pillows.
Well, I would be the first to do that. What would your choice be?
The period just before that, the Dark Ages. Terrifying.
Didn't know. I don't know. Give me a really, really short. Give me some dot points at least about that.
It's basically, have you seen the movie The Road?
Oh, I haven't, but I know. It's not a post-apocalyptic style film. I know about it.
That's what it was. It was after the fall of the Roman Empire. Wow. And it would have been all of these not working aqueducts that were still there that were kind of falling to pieces.
Right.
And probably a grandmother would have been walking past the Colosseum and going, "There used to be fried animals in there," while someone was herding sheep or something. And they'd be like, "Shut up, grandma. We need to get away from the Saxons."
Oh my goodness. You know what? Not once in my whole life have I thought of what happened after the fall of the Roman Empire. And that is frightening. I thought it was just...
I'll come back with some more. Back to you, digital farm animals, up next on Move. But then,
gather
round yon children and I'll tell you a tale. A tale that is history. It's not actually a story. Move of him. It's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. We are talking about the Dark Ages.
As they imply, it wasn't the Brady Bunch. In my from my perspective of history, and this is very embarrassing, but after the Roman Empire, I thought, from my understanding, it was a little bit of a... It was essentially Jesus came along, and now...
Fall of the Roman Empire, Coke comes along, they try out new Coke, go back to Coke Classic,
and Trump
here we have it, Butterboo.
Yeah, we've got that was essentially my perspective, so educate me.
You're not wrong. The only thing I'd add to the timeline is the Dark Ages. It's a period that, of course, as it suggests, from the fact that it's the exact opposite of the Illumination period of the 1800s, we don't know much about it at all.
There wasn't much record?
Because it was just a bunch of invading barbarians that were pillaging through the Roman Empire, and they were going, "Is what I think of your books?"
Oh my God, were they Anglo-Saxons, English...
Germans, Huns.
Wow.
It was all types. Waves and waves of barbarians invading the Romans, and then those barbarians invading those barbarians. So it just descended into total chaos.
Wow.
That's why the feudal system arose, because during the Roman Empire, we had something similar to what Australia is today, I guess, which was a fully functioning society.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you had to kind of fortify where you lived, and that's why you had to be in servant of a king. And
that was the time of kings then. After the Roman Empire became kings.
Eventually it started forming through the Dark Ages.
Wow.
But there was this period of total chaos that would have lasted probably hundreds of years.
Really?
Went from libraries and baked goods and toilets to some degree.
Yeah, and also
kind of
scientific and scientific discoveries and politics. I mean, democracy was born in the Roman Empire.
And then it just moved to Kevin Costner's water world without that much water. I guess there was still some water, but nowhere near as much. That's the main point I'm trying to emphasize here. Was it like Mad Max? No, it wasn't like Mad Max. Well, I guess it was on land, so yeah, kind of.
Exactly like Mad Max.
And that is my extensive history of the Dark Ages.
Incredible.
Tune in next week where I will be discussing the Renaissance period in such depth as that.
You're on Move.
Bad Blood, Taylor Swift, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM, where we are exposing radio royalty. You've got a story about Kyle Sandilands.
I do. We're trying to get to the top here, and if there's one guy that can cop it, it's Kyle. We love him, but at the same time, we're going to jab him with a stick, essentially.
Pretty much the point of his story is he's fat. But anyway.
Exposed.
But you didn't see that. Did you think that about your God, eh?
My brother was somewhere, I suppose somewhere around the North Shore of Sydney, because that's where he lives. And he was skating around with his mates. And he was leaving the skate park, walking up to the road. And he noticed a figure in a really expensive car, hunched over, with the window semi-open. And he was interested. So he kind of skated over and just vaguely kind of looked over. And proceeded to see Kyle Sandilands in a Lexus, hunched over in a full suit, just inhaling a Big Mac.
I love the use of the word inhaling. alien.
That's how he described it. He really wanted to exaggerate that he was very much enjoying it.
And furthermore,
mm-hmm.
he went up,
yeah.
asked him, Kyle, is that you? And he was so entranced by eating a Big Mac that he forgot that he was Kyle Sanderland. He said to him, while scoffing, just like, huh?
Oh, yeah. I guess I am.
True story.
She's kind of hot. 5 seconds of summer. Miss Love raised a saying that I think Einstein originally said.
Yeah.
That was, and he tried to pass it off as the actual definition, going, I'm pretty sure the definition for insanity is doing the same thing over and over again.
And expecting
it's a quote.
And expecting different results.
This is such afternoon tea chat, isn't it? 4:18 is perfect for it as well. That was just a quote. It wasn't a definition. Where's the biscuits?
To be fair, I did get that from a Hive song, so not the most reputable source.
It wasn't even from Einstein.
It was from a song by the Hives.
Expect the definition of insanity. Expect the same thing and different results. Do I go up?
You'll have to look it up.
I'm sure that our audience that likes top 40 music liked that. Okay, so we have the actual definition of insanity according to Oxford Dictionary.
Ooh, bloody, you know, uni boy. College boy over here.
Knows how to use a dictionary,
yeah, Oxford, eh?
Ooh, someone's played Scrabble before. In a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction, seriously mentally ill. So it turns out this Hive song was wrong. Who'd have guessed?
Yeah, I'm still sticking with that story. Cram it, Oxford.
Yeah, if it looks good on a t-shirt, you can work with it. Yeah.
Eliza Cara is up next to a boo. That's a shame, Alicia, because we're talking about sociopaths.
Which that guy probably is.
No. We're not allowed to make fun of that song anymore. We've had various...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Love that song. Great song. I love the title, especially.
Dwayne, you're a practicing psychologist.
Well, in training, yeah.
Shut up, Dwayne.
Okay.
just
don't discredit yourself.
Okay. Don't just own it. Own it.
I'll own it. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so first of all, just quickly give us a definition of what a sociopath is.
Sociopath is someone that pretty much entirely lacks empathy, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Empathetically dead, essentially.
I know this is the most mainstream media fodder there is, but do you think that Trump is a sociopath?
Ooh.
I think he's a megalomaniac. I'm pretty sure he legitimately believes that he's God. I'm pretty sure.
Is that what a megalomaniac is?
What is
Yeah, megalomania. Basically, he thinks he's God. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
not
what
Trump that crazy a statement.
So what's the difference between an egomaniac and a megalomaniac then?
Gotcha, doctor.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Egomaniac. I guess
And you call yourself a practicing psychologist.
I imagine they're very similar.
Yeah, all right. Well, I suppose we've also got a dictionary here as well.
True.
I mean, egomaniac.
Excused, Wayne.
An egomaniac could be someone that has a giant ego but doesn't necessarily think they're God.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting thought. I mean,
so you think that Trump legitimately thinks he's a god?
It would be.
Because he did 10 seasons of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Still got good ratings.
I feel like the kind of guy that has no interest in sort of food technology, like just advertising, like random businesses.
Yeah.
The fact that he was like, Trump steaks, the best steaks in the country. That guy believes he's a god.
I think he does.
What?
Everything else, no, but that.
You don't have time to elaborate on this. We've got to go to take over the breaks over from Fallout Boy. Move. Let It Go, James Bay. Friendly Joy's Drive Home Show.
G'day.
Got a shout out to the audience here, 6352-2900. Please call in with the worst zoo or something that advertises itself as a zoo that you've ever been to.
That's so sad, isn't it? I don't know about zoos. I mean, I don't want to sound like one of those annoying people that like strap themselves to coal mines and are really loud. But, you know, zoos are kind of, are zoos evil?
A little bit evil?
Well,
conservation is good.
There's a conservation aspect to it, but there's also the fact that they only conserve animals that people like.
I think it a stone's throw.
There's not much love for leopard slugs.
Yeah. I think at a stone's throw, like, you'll find more crummy zoos in Oz than good ones. It won't be hard. Like, name an arbitrary town. Go.
Oh, Dubbo.
Yeah.
Dubbo's got a great
zoo. Dubbo's got a good zoo. But wrong.
Damn it, Dwayne.
Okay. Anecdotal. Okay, you really screwed that for me. Name another one.
No, okay. I've got one, but I don't remember the name of the town. Okay. But it was something like, Wodonga Dougal. One of those names.
Yeah, Wodonga Dougal.
Yeah. Who could forget?
Who forgets that?
We've got four penguins now. What else have
we got?
With
a big toilet. And it had something like that. The world's largest urinal cake.
Oh, my God.
And so we were at the zoo there. Yeah. It was some guy's house. And he we went to the back. And he goes, $10 admission. We go in. Honestly. Rabbits, guinea pigs.
It was his house.
One monkey.
And that was obviously...
He probably stole.
And that was obviously illegal. Yeah. That reminds me heaps of when I went to the official Ned Kelly Museum, which was in a small town in Victoria. It was a guy's basement. He was like, $10. And we were like, ooh, so exciting. And we went downstairs. It was like a stove and a couple of old, like, yee-hee style, like, ornaments behind this shiny glass. I was like, what? What a sham.
Shout it out. Up next. Glorious Macklemore, it's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We were just discussing, how unimpressed are you by documentaries that are about elephants, lions, tigers, just big cats and anything with a trunk?
Rhinos.
Rhinos. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Not trunks, just odd noses.
Just odd noses.
That stupid monkey with the Bert nose.
I mean...
Get a damn nose job.
We should really include the ugly animals. The animal chain can't survive with just the ones that, you know, you want toys of. That's not how science works. We have to have the toy chain, the McDonald's toy of the animal chain. It's no.
Yeah, I want to see like a day in the life of a spoggy or, you know, seagull affairs or something like
that. I don't
even
know what a spoggy is.
Yeah, except for, I think...
little sparrow things, yeah, that are everywhere. The brown ones, you see? Oh, that... Legitimately, that would, everywhere.
I would love...
The one that was in our house the other day, yeah, Miss Love, yeah, that yeah. Every time I tried to open up one window, it would quickly rush over to the other window and bang itself over.
Yeah.
And over. That was it.
Oh, yeah. That little guy.
I want to hear what they get up to, yeah. That sort of thing.
That's what they do. They mistake windows for sky until they're dead.
And they scab chips.
Incredible.
Yeah. What a life. Walk on Water's up. It's Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. That was Swing. You've got a question for us, Miss Love?
Dwayne, the Rock of Broken Hill Johnson.
I've been called Dwayne the Rock Murphy before, yes.
I have a question for you. Are you aware of an establishment in town that goes by the name of...
The Establishment?
No. By the name of Dennis's Seafood or Old Dennis's Seafood.
Honestly, the only seafoody sort of place we've had is Faux 68.
So yeah. Disappointed.
Sorry.
Well, that's the end of that.
Okay, coming up next, we have Fallen by Jessica Mowboy, Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. That was Fallen by Jessica Mowboy. Speaking of Fallen from Grace, Ash London, the live drive home show after us.
Yes. I was just going to say. Nationwide. Yeah. Our follow up.
Second banana to us. The Bert Newton to our Graham Norton. She
the
just
Moira
got Twitter
to our Bert Newton. She's the Moira.
That's pretty low, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. That's
the
not
Daniels
fair.
Direct. Oh, it's totally fair. Screw Ash London.
So what's happened?
She got in a fight with, quote-unquote, the ugly One Direction star.
Wow.
I can't even remember his name.
You're kidding.
She couldn't either.
Oh,
and it's her job to know his name. But anyway, she said
on
air...
Is it Miles? There's one called Miles. I'm just going to guess it's him.
Cool. I'm not going to look it up. So okay. Let's just assume it's Miles. Okay. But the point is that Miles heard her say that just before he cut in from the phone of her going, "Are you the ugly one?" And then they're like, "Oh, hi." Anyway, so his fans just went absolutely rabid.
Yep.
And then she was going, "I just can't go on Twitter now." Sorry. Let me do Ash London's voice. "I just can't go on Twitter now." How am I feeling?
Can we get in trouble for that? I don't know.
If we are, good. Look, if I go out in a blaze of glory paying out Ash London,
speak for yourself. And so is she just, is it over now?
Miss Love and I both vehemently.
No, stop.
We go on record to say.
So what's happened? What's the result? She just can't go on Twitter, that's it?
I'm quitting Twitter. I can't handle the hate anymore. I'll be on air though.
Oh, wow.
So that's the coverage of the story at the moment. So, highly recommend that after we're off, please ring up her station and keep hounding her. Anyway, I know what you want people to say. We are trying to decipher if this is the most annoying conversation that you could possibly hear in a cafe. So, I found some cafe music, which I've just got to say, how disgusting is it that this has a million views? It is just an hour of someone recording cafe noise.
That is really the crux of what's wrong with society right there. But that's a topic for another segment.
Good for them, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Absolutely.
So,
who am I going to be?
You just be the guy, I'll be the girl.
Okay.
Clarissa, I was just... I'm so full, but the parfait looks so good. I shouldn't
just
do
it.
No, I shouldn't do it.
Don't. You go spoil yourself sometime. Just get it.
No, I had the lasagna and I had a Diet Coke.
Who cares, love? I'm not going to tell anyone.
Should I get it?
Yeah.
Should I get it?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, we're going to get it. Let's get it. Who cares? Can we have three pieces?
I didn't want one.
No, you're going to have one too.
You're going to get it. Yeah,
you're going to get one too. We'll both have one.
Yuck. And that is, can I just say, 70% of commercial radio. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show on Move FM 107.9 and 99.5 right across the mountains. We're out of here for the week, but tip for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Our sister station 2LT has easily the best radio show. Is this song going to finish?
What is with the outros? It's still going. Hit the fade button, lady.
Jeez.
Wait a sec.
Okay, Pink, we get you still exist.
It's Pink. The only way anyone would know that she exists if she has
it's still going.
Yeah. Well, she's got to be relevant, man. You know.
Fizzling out just like a career. Long and overdue.
God, that was 50 seconds.
What is she thinking? Anyway.
Just a quick tip. For anybody who still wants to listen to quality radio throughout the weekend, there is a football show that is on 2LT on Saturday afternoons. And, I mean, the commentary is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking it for that. But what's even better is the in-between chat during halftime.
Oh, I bet.
Because it's three guys that their entire life is football.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
It's like just being locked in a basement your entire life with just like a little cat string. That's it. Just playing with that your whole life and then being asked to talk about other things. You're not going to have very stimulating conversations. The one that I heard them have the other day was, honestly, they had 20 minutes that they had to just pad out on. And so just there's a 30-second pause of dead air. Then one of them goes, any of you boys ever been beaten by an ant? Ant?
You can't
an
do
ant?
That.
Yeah, I think I was a green ant. Well, was you green, was it? Yeah. Not only from Queensland. Well, you'd know. You're from Queensland, aren't you? Yeah, you get green ants down from here. This is a quote. I wrote it down.
Moon over John Laws. There's a new king, or should I say kings, plural, in town. That's them.
Yeah, it definitely is. You've got to listen. So we'll see you next week. We will have chats that hopefully we can get maybe half as good as.
Have you ever been bitten by an ant?
We can only hope. Move FM.